Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hunter Biden has just been charged with a gun felony and tax misdemeanors. Hunter Biden, the 53-year-old son of President Biden, has been charged today with illegally possessing a handgun in 2018 and failure to timely file and pay taxes in 17 and 18, according to a court filing with a U.S. attorney in Delaware. Hunter has agreed to plead guilty to the two tax misdemeanors. He will also enter a probation agreement on the gun charge that, if violated, would mean prosecution for illegally possessing the firearm while being a drug user. To be clear, this is a massive win. A massive win for the Biden crime family. The reason why is Hunter Biden being charged with a gun felony, and now that's going to just be washed away. And the tax misdemeanors does not open up the Biden crime family to any type of real investigation. The Washington Post now reporting their headline. Hunter Biden reaches deal to plead guilty to tax and gun case. The president's son would get about 2 years probation and enter a diversion program, meaning no jail time for Hunter Biden. President Joe Biden's son reaching this tentative agreement with federal prosecutors to plead guilty to two minor tax crimes and admit to the facts of a gun charge under the terms that would likely keep him out of jail, according to the court papers filed today. Any proposed plea deal would have to be approved by a federal judge, and it is not immediately clear what day Hunter Biden might appear in court to enter his guilty plea. What this means is that the system, I'll say it again, is rigged. The system is clearly rigged, and they have protected the president of the United States of America. Hunter Biden pleading guilty to these tax-related misdemeanor crimes as part of this agreement is basically a hug from the federal government saying, you can do whatever you want if your last name is Biden. We will protect the Biden White House. And these charges will then be used by the media to say, see, there was nothing there with the Biden family. There was nothing there with Russia, with corruption. There was nothing there with millions of dollars coming in from the Chinese or Romania or Ukraine or Burisma. The Trump-appointed U.S. attorney for Delaware reaching this plea agreement with Hunter Biden, in which he is expected to plead guilty to two federal misdemeanor counts of failing to pay his taxes. Biden also faces a separate gun possession charge that will likely be dismissed if he meets the conditions, according to the court document. Two sources familiar with the agreement told NBC News that it includes a provision in which the U.S. attorney has agreed to recommend probation for Biden for his tax violations. So probation, no jail time. Legal experts also said the tax and gun charges will most likely not result in any jail time for Joe Biden's son. The decision by the U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who was nominated by Trump in 18, indicates an end to this sweeping 5-year investigation by federal prosecutors. That's all they did. This is it. FBI agents and IRS officials into the Hunter Biden misconduct. The Biden administration has kept Weiss in place in order to avoid having a U.S. attorney appointed by the president oversee his son's criminal case. Chris Clark, an attorney for Hunter Biden, told NBC News in a statement, quote, "With the announcement of two agreements between my client Hunter Biden and the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Delaware, it is my understanding that the 5-year investigation into Hunter Biden is resolved," quote unquote. Hunter will take responsibility for two instances of, and this is a word they clearly negotiated for, misdemeanor failure to file tax payments when due pursuant to a plea agreement. A firearm charge, which will be subject to a pretrial diversion agreement and will not be the subject of the plea agreement, will also be filed by the government. I know Hunter believes it is important to take responsibility for these mistakes he made during a period of turmoil. This is exactly what I told you they were going to say. An addiction in his life. He looks forward to continuing his recovery and moving forward. Remember, poor drug addict, made mistakes. You should feel compassion for him. He didn't commit any major crimes here, just misdemeanors. That's how I told you the government wanted to play this out. The resolution suggests that prosecutors did not find cause to file charges related to Hunter Biden's dealings with foreign entities or other wrongdoing. If you want to know how rigged the system is against us, this is proof of it, folks. This is proof that our government right now is compromised at levels we never could have imagined. That there is a two-tier justice system. If you're a Republican, we'll put you in jail. We will come after you. We'll destroy your life. If you're a Democrat, you can do whatever the blank you want. You can take bribes from foreign countries. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. Not a problem. The resolution suggests that prosecutors did not find cause to file charges related to Hunter Biden's dealing with foreign entities or other wrongdoings, it says. This also will undermine Republican-led congressional inquiries that have alleged that the Bidens engaged in years of criminal conduct with individuals tied to the Chinese government and with companies in Ukraine and other countries. Last year, Biden paid the outstanding taxes that he owed for 2017 and 18, the years named in the charges. He borrowed that $1 million from some friend, some sugar daddy in California. The felony gun possession charge will be resolved in what is known as pretrial diversion agreement, where charges are dropped if certain conditions are met by the defendant, such as not committing a crime in a given time period. The specific conditions in Biden's gun case were not disclosed in the court documents. A judge will schedule a date for an arraignment within the next several weeks. Hunter Biden is expected to surrender to Delaware authorities and will be processed by U.S. Marshals there. So to be clear, Hunter Biden got the best deal you could get in this scenario. It's amazing. And it doesn't open up any, I want to be clear, it doesn't open up any connections to Joe Biden and or the Biden crime family. I want to make sure you understand this. Wow. This is sickening and a sad day for American democracy. Let me say that again. This is sickening and a sad day for America democracy. American rule of law should matter. Clearly, it doesn't anymore.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to also say I'm actually angry. I deal with politics every day. You guys obviously know that. Rarely am I like physically angry. This plea deal makes me angry. This joke of 2 tax counts and the drop felony gun charge and no jail time. And now a White House that says he never committed any crimes, he did nothing wrong, is now like, all right, well, he did something wrong, and he wants to take accountability for it, and he admits that he's done something wrong, as his attorneys have said. The system is rigged. The justice system is rigged. There is no such thing as a honest and fair justice system in the United States of America anymore after this deal. Hunter Biden pleading guilty to this deal, it is a joke. 5-year investigation, and this is all you come back with? So the question isn't, if this is all there was, it doesn't take 5 years to get there. It might take you 5 weeks or 5 days or 5 months if you want to call it government work, right? But for 5-year investigation with everything out there that we have, that the public has, and you agree to a plea deal to 2 federal tax violation charges, no problem there. And diversion on a gun crime, so it's not even federal. Like, you're all good. Out of all of the business exploits, the human trafficking, the prostitution, the drugs, the not registering as a foreign agent, clearly lobbying for the Chinese Communist Party, being hired as for $1 million to represent a communist Chinese individual with direct ties to the spying agency of China. The billions in loans and millions that come into your bank account, the money coming from Russia, the Russian oligarchs, the Romanian oligarchs, the money coming in from Burisma. You notice, by the way, that all of a sudden after 5 years, this deal gets done at the very end. And this deal gets done at the very end because more information was coming out from Congress. And what this means is the federal government and the prosecutors in Delaware didn't want to deal with what was coming out. So if you shut it down now and you do the deal, then you don't have to investigate what Congress is finding out. That is what you call a massive cover-up of proportions that we've not seen in our government since Watergate, since the Pentagon Papers. You have intel coming out now that these prosecutors clearly did not want to touch and didn't want to go there because they were being told by their bosses, I would argue, don't go there. Don't do this. Don't look into this. This is too damning. This is too big. You don't want to touch it. So let's wrap this thing up real quick, folks. After 5 blanking years, and Hunter Biden, son of the president, has agreed to plead guilty to 2 federal tax violations, misdemeanors, as they keep saying over and over again from his team, right? And a violation of gun laws, and it's all going to walk away. None of it. And this again, you want to know if America's government is corrupt and broken? None of the charges, In fact, out of everything that they were, quote, investigating, which clearly they weren't investigating everything, right? Because if they were, then this wouldn't be the only charge they come up with. They were looking the other way. But there's any two charges or two issues that would insulate and protect from the web to the presidency, to the family, to his to his sisters, to his aunt, to everybody else involved. It was these charges. These were the only charges you could charge Hunter Biden with that didn't connect them to the rest of the family. This is protection at a level that we have never seen. That basically the federal government that was investigating Hunter Biden was basically the defense team for Hunter Biden. Okay, let's find the charges that don't affect Joe Biden, don't affect the White House, don't affect the presidency. Remember, Joe Biden said Hunter Biden's the smartest guy he's ever met. Remember, Joe Biden said he never talked to his son about his business dealings. Remember, the White House said, and Hunter Biden said, and his lawyer said he was innocent, did nothing wrong. Now they're saying, okay, he did something wrong, but the only things he's admitting to doing wrong, the only things he's admitting to doing wrong have nothing to do with his father. This is a kangaroo court. And why they charge him now? Because all this other crap's coming out in Congress. That's why they charge him now. They needed to wrap this up and run away from it. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.